Hello and welcome to the Luxury Lounge. That's right, every Thursday we head into the lounge, we air our grievances with the world, and there's no grievance that is too large or too small or too frivolous. Any grievance you have is acceptable here in the lounge because we shut the door and no one can say to you and look at you and say, but there's bigger problems. No, there's other people dying. No one's dying here. Not in the lounge. And here's the thing. Before I introduced our wonderful guest, they were asking, you know, what happens in the lounge? And I said, you know, it doesn't have to be a luxury complaint. Your complaint doesn't have to be luxurious. The luxury is being able to complain in a safe space where no one says, ooh, rich people problems, or ooh, you got bigger issues. Ooh, I wish I had that problem. No, these are all bad problems. All are accepted. And if you want your problems commiserated with here on the Luxury Lounge, the admission is very cheap. All you got to do is email jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. title it Luxury Lounge, and then give us a little sauce about what you're complaining about. So like Luxury Lounge dash and then a title. That's how it works here in the lounge. And then we shut the door behind you, and my guests and I, we really let it fly. And it's just such a beautiful thing. I want to thank you people for being a part of the lounge, because the response to it has been life-altering. People come up to me when I'm on the road, they go, Jared, the lounge saved me. And they go, I've written in the lounge many times and you haven't even read my emails, but just writing the email was like getting a mental massage. That's right. Write out that email. And the email should be, take your thumb and your pointer finger and make a little corners of a box. That's how long it should be. You guys are a little long-winded, I've learned. And listen, that's not a complaint. I'm just letting you know. I'm just stating a fact. So make it that long. And people say to me, they go, Jared, it's like, it is as if I am taking my hands and I'm standing behind you and just kneading into the crevasses of your head, just giving you that great finger massage to the skull. Ooh, I would pay someone. I would legitimately pay someone to sit behind me. That's the only massage I want. Massages, I don't know. I could just get... My dad does that. My dad goes in, he goes, extremities only. And he thinks he's a fucking genius. He's like, feet, hands, and head. That's all I want. Don't even touch my back. He goes, and he comes to me and he brags to me as if this is like... The smartest thing anyone has ever done. But that's for another podcast. Probably my Patreon. Patreon, if you want to get involved with Patreon, $5 a month. We have changed the Patreon tiers. You get two extra podcasts a week for $5 a month. We've got rid of one more email. I'm trying to open up more time for me to make all of these podcasts as good, as great as humanly possible. I want to give my full energy into everything I do. And so I contracted a little on Patreon, but I still want to invite you, because Coffee with J Train, I'm sitting there, I'm talking about the Kardashians. I'm talking about stories from the week. I talked about a phantom, someone showing up to my show. It just fun stories from the week. So patreon.com/Jared Freed. Patreon.com/Jared Freed. I also talked about my experience with Dumois, the gossip rag that is out there. I've been gossiped about. So if you want to go hear the story of Dumois, patreon.com/Jared Freed. Yeah, life is weird. And if you're listening right now, I am in Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, people. Gotta come out. Kansas City. I was there like a year and a half ago, and it was during the pandemic, and like all these people came. You guys risk death to come laugh at my stupid jokes. So we need to do that again, but without the risk of the death, because, you know, that's in, come. Kansas City, Missouri, Denver, Colorado, I got shows already sold out. Columbus, Ohio, I heard a show was already sold out. Newark, New Jersey, Madison, Wisconsin, Tampa, Florida, La Jolla, coming to San Diego, Nashville, Dayton, Albany. So jaredfried.com for tickies. Jaredfried.com for tickies. Very excited for today's guest. New to the lounge, but has been on the J Train podcast before and was fantastic. I had to give him a ticket to the lounge because I'm so excited. Hilarious comedian, Caitlin Palufo. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Jared. I could listen to you talk for hours.
Yeah, thank you.
I know I'm not supposed to make any noise, but I was just... No. Your dad, what a guy. You know what?
Oh, he brags
I like
about,
his style.
He brags about two things in a way that, like, no one cares, dude. Like, good for you, but, like, this isn't a proud moment. The first thing is massages. He brags about that, where he's like, hands, feet, head. That's it. And like he waits for applause as if there's like a studio audience. Like, oh, woo. Like, that's not what's happening. Okay. So the second thing he brags about is that every Thanksgiving he makes an announcement. He's like, I'm going all sides, no turkey. Like, he thinks that is such an interesting thing. It's like when a woman on a hot woman on Instagram is like, I'm quirky, like that. He's expecting the same mm-hmm. response that they expect, you know, like that. Oh, I was a nerd in high school. And it's like, yeah. All right, cool. You don't like turkey. Not so new. Caitlin Palufo. Everyone needs to go follow Caitlin. She's so funny. Caitlin, you're one of those comedians. And I'm going to say it right now. This is my push to everyone to go follow you. You crush every time you're on stage. Oh. It is a murder, murder scene. People say that to you. You must get that a lot because it's true.
Oh, I mean, I just I'm loud and I talk about my vagina to no end. I just my pussy. So, you know, people react.
Yeah, you would listen from one loud person to another. You know, when we go on stage back to back, you know, afterwards you just see people in the crowd touching their ears like, I don't know what to do. I need earmuffs now. I think I've lost some hearing.
Yeah, I think one time it was Nathan McIntosh, you, me, and then Ronan Hirschberg. And
oh my
I was
God.
Like, these people are going to go deaf. they're
going to start
humans.
I went to the Comedy Cellar and... I was verbally abused for an hour and a half. Four people just screamed at me. So funny. That is four very loud, ranty people. They should
loud, do... passionate.
Yes.
Passionate
well, they should,
people.
They should do a themed show. At the Cellar, like Thursday late night, they do like the dirty show. They, mm-hmm. you know, it's on the calendar. Mm-hmm. They should have the rant show.
Yeah.
Like, where it's just
they should.
Ranting comics.
I feel like it's this podcast just on stage.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of the lounge is that we come in here and it is our own kind of comedy club to like rant about the thing and the listeners get to be involved. So this is like, you know, they get to write in and say, complain about my aunt. And we're like, no problem. Gotcha, boo. So
you got it. Fuck Kate, your aunt.
Fuck her. Fuck your niece. Fuck her daughter. Fuck her son. Fuck your cousins. Yeah. Now, Caitlin, you have an amazing podcast that I've been a guest on, and I want everyone to make it a part of their podcast portfolio. Okay. Listen, I say this all the time. You're going to need a podcast at some point that isn't mine. So why don't you get involved with what Caitlin does? It's called Good Time Gal. I love the premise of your podcast because I came on and listen, if you're out there and you're like, oh, I don't know. I'm worried about change. Use me as your bridge to change. Listen to my episode and then that gets you into the show. So explain Good Time Gal to the listeners.
Good Time Gal is about embarrassing drunk stories. I interview comics who love the sauce. You, my dear, what an episode. love that sauce, baby.
I like to have a drink every now and again. That is like there's a moment in my life where someone goes, oh, you drink. And you're like, oh, I got to stop. I got to fucking pull it back. Damn it.
No, your stories were all fun loving, very sweet. But you get after it just like an American man. All right.
That's right. That's right. And this ain't no Canadian bullshit. People, I'm drinking.
No, none of that. Yeah. You're taking a few sips, baby. Yeah. We've had people shit on cars. We've had a lot of DUIs. We've had someone almost kill a president's daughter. It's all very exciting. Yeah.
So what is your last, if we could go, what's your most recent drunken episode? Are you drinking? Are you in the game still?
Oh, she's still in, baby. Tag me in.
You went to. I tried to get you on this podcast before. You were in Cancun. How was the drinking in Cancun?
It was an all-inclusive resort, and oh my god! And I went with all my college friends, so you know what that means. That's just
so. I was wondering.
Okay, we're reverting to our younger selves.
It is funny because comedians are the hardest working people in the world. I do believe that, and. I messaged you a couple weeks ago being like, hey, come on the podcast. I want to have you on Luxury Lounge. And you're like, I'm going to Cancun tomorrow. And like, it's one of those things. It's like, is there a show in Cancun? You know, like, is your first thing? And you're like, no, I am going to party in Cancun. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be great. And then I saw some of your Instagram stories and I was like, oh, this is like a good old fashioned, let's get fucked up in Cancun trip, which was like it was very nice to see, you know? And so you go with college friends and do you go back to the college ways?
Immediately, you know, we get in night one and we're like, put on shorts and get by the pool. And we're like, okay, like traveling for 10 hours. And we finally get there and we're just like, shots. And they don't even have shot glasses. So we're taking them out of these like little cups. So we're just like, it was a lot. And we had a nice time, you know. I didn't black out the whole time. So I'm progress. Okay. Yes. I did a good job.
Wow. We're getting older.
So
we're maturing. You know, the glassware at an all-inclusive is always funny because I remember I went to Cancun on spring break, my freshman year of college. And I remember they were giving out all the drinks came in these plastic cups, and they're not a big plastic cup. They don't want you going crazy. Mm-hmm. They're not going to give you the big, it's going to be a shitty plastic cup. And I remember they were so shitty that like a slit would go down the side if you held on to it for too long. You know, if like you squoze it, it would just crack under the pressure. And I remember we were, they're like, don't drink the water. Don't drink the water. And we're like, okay, we're not going to drink the water. So we keep getting served these, you know, vodka sodas in these shitty plastic cups. And then they would crush in your hand or you'd throw them away. Or, you know, they didn't, you know, you'd put them down. And I remember we're like six drinks in, we're at this shitty hotel. And then we look over and they're washing out the plastic cups under the sink, and we're like, oh no. And we were like, wait a minute, they're not crushing under our hands, they're crushing due to overuse, you know. so like we have the sides of them are just leaking out vodka soda, and we're like, so every time we got done with a cup, like we would make sure to throw them away. It was like our doing something for the greater good. It was
oh my god, fuck China, that's where COVID started. I mean, Cancun. Jesus. Yeah. Nothing good comes back from Cancun.
No, nothing.
Oh my
so,
god.
Listen, I'm very excited to have you here, Caitlin, at Caitlin Palufo, Good Time Gal. That is the podcast. So let's do our complaints and then we'll get to the listener complaints. You ready?
I'm ready, baby.
Hit the music. Okay. My complaint is we put it in post.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, no music plays.
Where is it?
Now hit the music. Jared, he has some problems. Jared, he's got some issues to do. Get off his chest right now. Jared has a lot of issues. Jared has a issue with a lot of things that we can discuss. Can you relate to the problem now? So I went to this coffee shop, and I've gotten to know some of the people in the area. So I go to this one coffee shop, and I walk in the other day, and it's a nice day, but it is still cool out. I walk in, I have my headphones in. Now I'm getting into the mode of taking out my headphones before I walk into a coffee place because I know the people there. I want to say hi. I want to be present. So I walk in, and then the guy behind me, now I've come to know. He goes, "Hey, Jared, how you been?" I go, "I'm good. How you doing?" Now we're having this loud conversation in a small coffee shop. And he goes, "It's gorgeous out." I go, "Yeah, it's nice that it's things seem to be taking a turn." He goes, "You don't need that jacket anymore." And I go, "Yeah." I go, totally agree. He goes, "No, I'd really go without that jacket today." And this is across the thing. And I go, I'll keep that in mind. He goes, "No, it's going to be really warm today. You do not need that jacket." And I'm like, "Okay, man, like, what do you want me to do?" Like, at this point, I'm like, what's going on? You have now reiterated yourself three times and then gotten more serious each time. And it's like, "Okay, Al Roker, I don't need you. What if I get chilly? What if I prefer? Maybe this is a look that I'm going for. I just don't like when someone, like, you left the house. Me, I, mm-hmm. when you leave the house, you put on the shirt, you put on the pants, you put on the jacket. It is a look. You are trying to look a certain way. I don't think anyone leaves the house trying to look badly. Like, even when you're, like, dressed down, you're like, you do a zhuzh in front of the mirror. And this is the look you went with, and this is the look you're going to die with. When this guy, in the middle of the day, is like, "I get that jacket off." It's like, "Dude, I understand it's getting warmer. We're also in between months. It is not summertime out. It is not wintertime. We are in the in-between period where jackets are going to be worn on days jackets maybe shouldn't be worn. Why don't you leave me alone?"
Yeah. Also, why is he so passionate about whether or not you're wearing that jacket?
Yeah. It's one thing to tell me you better get a coat because now you're worried about my health. When you say,
"Yes,
take it off," that is you basically saying that I'm a stupid fucking idiot and I have no sense of what the weather is. Right?
100%. 100%. Yes. It's like, "You idiot. You didn't even check Alexa for that weather update." It's like, "No, I wanted coffee. Okay, I'm not awake yet. That's why I'm seeing you."
And let me just say this. The rest of the day, I was on guard for whether the coat was too much. It was not. It was perfect weather for the coat. If I had listened to this guy, I would have been shivering my way through the day, and then I would have been even angrier at him.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go to your complaint. Ready, Caitlin?
Well, mine.
Hit the music.
More music.
It's the guest's turn to complain. They're ready to jump in. They've got lots of problems too. It ain't all about Jared. Let's hear their complaint of the day. Let's hear their complaint of the day. They're invited on the show to have some fun and complain with you. Let's hear that complaint.
More music. Yeah. Okay. More music. Ooh, I love it. It's really swaying.
You
got to
go
back.
You got to go listen. People love the music.
Okay, great. They love the music. Okay.
Go ahead, Kate.
Hit the music. It's already been hit. All right. I was also in a coffee shop today, and I have an espresso machine in my apartment. Okay. I usually don't go out for a coffee. I'm trying to save a little coin, but this week my boyfriend is on the road, so she's gonna buy a latte. Okay,
we're gonna have our cake and eat it too. It is latte day. It's end of the week. We're taping this on a Thursday. Let's go out and have our Carrie Bradshaw New York City experience. Totally,
100 100%. I felt great. I was like, ooh, I'm going to get it and come back in time for this podcast, have a little zip. It's going to feel great. So I go and get it. I order the podcast. I order the coffee. He gives it to me and I go, oh, this is such a treat. I usually just make it at home, but it's not the same. You guys make it so good. So giving him a compliment already, just off the bat. Great job. I love it here.
Just the nature of your comment to him behind the barista bar is to say, this is a special experience for me.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And then he goes, oh, really? What do you use to make your lattes?
Okay.
And I said, oh, I have a Nespresso at home that I add sugar to and then add some milk. And he goes, ugh.
He literally ugged you.
He ugged me. And he was like, oh, sorry, that might have been a little much. You think that was a little much? All right.
It's a lot much.
It's a lot much. It's very rude because I gave him a compliment. You don't need to put down my whole situation. I can't afford $6 for this thing. $6 for a latte because I tip. I'm not a fucking monster. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's like, I can't afford that every single day, but I need my coffee every single day. So yeah, I'm going to use a little Nespresso situation. Okay?
But also, you've already given in to the idea that this is the superior coffee experience. You've already said it. It's like when you make a self-deprecating joke and someone does it again. You're like, I just made the joke. Right? You're like, oh, I'm feeling fat today. And they're like, and you look fat too. And you're like, whoa. I was kind of joking around. Like, also, you are paying. Part of the coffee price is that they have to agree with everything you fucking said.
That's why it's $6.
Yeah. $6.
Give me some pleasantries.
Yeah. For the barista to go, oh my God, I love Nespresso. I have it at home too. Like, just lie to me. Like, and the idea that this barista, if you're working at a coffee shop, it's not like he goes home to his gold-plated Italian roast machine. You know, like, he's not Mr. Starbuck, you know, like that you're talking to.
100%.
Like, it's not like this guy, like, for him to judge, like, what, you know, you get your coffee free. So, of course, you I don't like when someone judges you for the thing they get for free. It's like, no, you didn't, you're not investing your money. You don't feel this. You and I, we feel the $6 coffee. So for him to be like, who has an espresso? Well, people have it when they don't have $6 coffees coming at them for free.
Yeah, when people have student loans, that's who has an espresso. That's what's going on here. Okay. Even when I do like a cycling class on the road, I have a Peloton at home. I do the cycling class. They always do the pitch like, hey, you got to come stay. Keep coming, spending $30 a fucking session at this thing. And I always say, oh, no, I'm on the road. I have a Peloton at home. And they go, oh, that's so great. We're so happy for you. You're able to stay in shape.
Yes.
Oh, that's what a good life decision. And I'm like, thank you. You know what I mean?
The more you stay on the drug, the more chance they have to sell you the drug. So the Nespresso machine, you know, keeps you in the game for the $6 coffee down the line. This guy's thinking short term. That's why he's not Mr. Starbuck. He's thinking, ugh. So he can get you next week for his tip. He's not thinking long term. The Peloton people, the people at the spin class, they're going, oh, we're just happy you're working out because that means you'll be here next time you come here on the road.
Exactly. Really, I'll go to Cycle Bar until I'm dead. I'll do it. Okay, Cycle Bar, you got my money forever. They're a great chain, by the way, and they're affordable. Okay.
There we go. The J Train Podcast is sponsored by Pendulum. A healthy gut microbiome is key to a healthy lifestyle, and now we're learning about the connection between your gut microbiome health and type 2 diabetes. Pendulum Therapeutics is the first and only biotech company to isolate an important beneficial bacterial strain, Akkermansia, and put that strain into a probiotic capsule. Pendulum Glucose Control is the first and only medical probiotic that's designed with clinically shown efficacy to manage A1C and blood glucose levels through the health of your microbiome. Pendulum is formulated and bottled in the U.S. with the highest safety and quality standards and non-GMO project verified. Wow, that's huge. Take care of your long-term health. Get the probiotic rooted in the latest microbiome science from Pendulum. Visit PendulumLife.com. Use code JTRAIN for 20% off your purchase. That's PendulumLife.com. Promo code JTRAIN for 20% off. Feel in control of your levels, not the other way around with Pendulum. The J-Train Podcast is brought to you by Solo Stove. Being outdoors with friends is the stuff great memories are made of. And a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your outdoor moments even more memorable. With Solo Stove, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. No more dodging the smoke. And right now, you can get a great deal on a Solo Stove fire pit. I gotta say, this is Solo Stove season. If you're in a cold weather climate place, it's starting to get a little warmer but chilly at night. What a way to extend your living space. Again, you want to be outside more. You want to be using your whole home. If you got a yard, what a way to improve that yard. Upgrade your backyard with a Solo Stove fire pit. It's the perfect excuse for getting outside and spending more time with family and friends. Solo Stove fire pits are brilliantly engineered, made with premium grade stainless steel and a 360 degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency while minimizing smoke. And you don't have to be Grizzly Adams to use it. Your fire is blazing in minutes with a few bits of starter. And since it's perfectly portable, you can take Solo Stove with you on camping trips and anywhere chill times are had. Love that. Shop now and get up to 30% off fire pits all month long. And use promo code JTRAIN at checkout to get an extra $20 off, plus a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $20 off when you use promo code JTRAIN. Let's go to the emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Caitlin Palufo. @CaitlinPalufo. Go follow. It is Good Time Gal, a drunk story podcast. What is better than that to put your brain on the shelf? I love it. Luxury Lounge. Pride is not being bridezilla enough. Okay. Are your friends getting married, Caitlin?
I have 8 weddings this year. Yes.
8 weddings. Are you? Oh my God. I almost shit my pants.
That's a whole episode in itself. Oh my God.
That's a full Luxury Lounge episode. I love wedding emails. Are you in any of the weddings?
No, I did a reading for one and that's it. No, okay. Bridesmaids. A lot of my friends aren't doing bridesmaids, which is thank God, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Good friends. This one writes, Luxury Lounge, Bride is not being bridezilla enough. Jared, longtime listener, lover, and share. Here's my luxury complaint. I'm the maid of honor in my best friend's wedding. She assured me she would be the most chill bride ever, but she is too chill. I asked her what color the bridesmaids should wear, and she said, not white. We've been given 0 parameters on dresses, decorations, etc. At first, she said she wanted one particular flower exclusively, so I ordered a bunch of decor. Now she is saying she's over that flower. Oy. She's convinced that she's given me the easiest job ever, but the lack of demands is creating more stress. Do I just embrace the chaos, demand she give me demands, take control, and just hope she approves? Sincerely, Maidzilla. What do you think?
I mean, that is tough. You know, whenever we do, it's annoying because you want to make that you love this person. You want that to be a special day for your special friend and you want it to be everything that they want. But if they're being like, I don't really care. You're like, but I care. Let me care about you. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's what do they call it? Paralysis by something choice. What is
decision? Yeah. Decision making paralysis or something.
Whatever it is. All the choices, that means none of the pleasures of making a choice. And yeah, I for this person, like nobody wants to be blamed for ruining someone's wedding. That is really what she's really nervous about, because she says, even with that flower thing, she goes, oh, I love these flowers. And she goes and is like, fine, fuck it. I got something to go on. And then she goes in and the woman goes, oh, I'm over that flower. Well, no. You're not over that flower. You fucking said it. Then you do it. You take care of it. Don't give me, because it's in the flower is what worries this person most, because they've already said, oh, whatever, I'm chill. Some people just like saying they're chill so that they don't have to take any responsibility for anything. And it's like, no. I need you to tell me what's going on here. For you to say, no, not white for the dresses. So, okay, what? Someone's going to wear fire engine red. Are you okay with that? That's what I would say to her. I would say, hey, listen, I love you, but you have given me a job that you think is not a job, but it's actually now I'm planning a wedding based on the taste of someone I only know so much about. I'm guessing. So, and I would say to her, that's the example to use. You said not white. One of the bridesmaids wants to wear fire engine red. Is that okay? Just say it seriously. And she'll
go, leopard print. Yeah, are you kidding me? You want leopard print in the wedding party? Get the hell out of here. Come on, girl.
Say it without judgment. Just go, yeah, one of the women is wearing leopard print. And then just hang up the phone. See how quickly she calls you back. What? Did you say... what do you mean, leopard print? Yeah, she's going dressed as Nanny Fine. She wants to go dressed as the nanny. You have to have her feel, because maybe she doesn't feel how hard this is. But go ahead. What were you saying?
It's like she's asking you to read her mind. You know what I mean? And then when that, it's like what, when men get upset when women are like, I'm fine. And then it, we blow up later, you know, like that. I feel like that's what's about to happen. And she's like, you're my best friend. You should know me. And then when one thing isn't the way it's supposed to be, she's just going to freak out. You know what I mean? It's like, just do the work now. Put a little clarity on it now. And it's going to make life a lot easier down the road.
I don't care how close a friend you are. Nobody really knows what someone wants when it is their day. Like, you know, when you got to put pen to paper, we can't even do that for ourselves. You know, like how many times you have to make a decision. You're like, just, you like look at someone, you go, just make the decision for me. That's what she's doing to you. She's making your, their decisions your responsibility. It's horrible. I would actually, you, and the way out of it is not to embrace the chaos. It's somewhere in between. It's letting her know how difficult, the leopard dress, the fire engine red, you say that to her. And then this has to be an in-person conversation because she needs to feel this. Right now, right now the only thing she feels is how great she feels when she tells people she's chill. She's sitting there masturbating to her saying, I'm a chill bride. Like, I honestly, every time someone says they're a chill bride, I just imagine that's what they say to themselves. They like tell their husband, whisper that I was a chill bride in my ear. And it's going to be making, it's going to make this experience so much better. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Caitlin Palufo at Caitlin Palufo. Good time gal. That's the podcast. Go, go, go. Immediately. Okay. So you brought up spin class.
Oh, yeah. I love a spin class. I'm ready, baby.
Luxury Lounge, Spin Class Towels. Jaren, at the spin class I attend, they used to have the towels outside the classroom. You could grab as many as you want, but there was a sign saying, do not take more than two for quote-unquote environmental reasons. I disliked the reasoning, but understood. I always took two. First of all, I am not understanding of that reasoning. Towels are environmentally conscious because they're reusable. So now what? So to write environmental reasons, no, it's staffing reasons. It's we don't want to pay someone to wash them reasons. Don't make it us guilty. Like as if the towel, the third towel I'm taking is the reason the Arctic is melting. Fuck off. Like environmental reasons, that's them warding you away with a torch. Like, don't ask any questions, because if you do, you're a piece of shit. Okay. Now they started putting just one on each bike and don't have the area where you can grab one. Just one. So if you drop it during class, you're shit out of luck. Or you can't just use one during class and then have a fresh one to clean up with afterwards. Just me, or for $30 per class, should I get more than one towel? K Caitlin, you are a spin enthusiast. What do you feel about this? Mm-hmm.
100% agree. Okay. Mm. Because nothing gets you sweatier than a spin class, and they are not cheap. Okay. SoulCycle is like $35 a class. All right. Mm-hmm. That's why I love Cycle Bar. Only $23 a class. Okay. All right. Anyway,
Hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored post, hashtag Caitlin is just hoping for
Cycle Bar.
Yeah.
Cycle Bar.
Cycle Bar will be sliding into her DMs within the hour.
Make my day, Cycle Bar. Okay.
Just give her 10 classes. Give her 10. That's it. A 10 pack.
Yes. Oh my God. They're literally located everywhere. It doesn't matter. But there is the one on every bike, you know. That's very nice. Sometimes some classes they come around with a wet towel afterwards and you can wipe your face off. It feels great. It's lovely.
That's
and you're like,
luxury,
yeah, for $35, let me wipe off this nasty ass sweat
for
$30 because it's so gross.
Someone should be walking around in a tux dabbing you off throughout the class, like, honestly. And the idea that there's this soup kitchen mentality, this breadline for towels that we have to deal with when you're paying, is absolutely out of control. And they're completely right. When you're on the bike, you're on the fucking bike. You're perched up. You're a gargoyle. You cannot bend down to grab the towel that fell down on the floor. You can't do that. So what they're doing is they're creating a world with more accidents because people have to unclick and get back out, and they're in shoes that slip around. And It's for no reason other than they don't want to hire an extra person. That's what really bothers me. We are heading to a world of AI and robots. And as much as maybe you don't want to do this job, these jobs are necessary. We're heading to chaos land. And it's like, these towels are representative of them going, yeah, let's just give out one towel. Then we don't have to hire an extra person. Then, you know, we don't have to make someone's American dream happen. Fuck you. This, you know, the lack of towels is the lack of hiring, and that's the lack of giving someone the American dream.
Also, when you go there, there's always like college students who are working the front and like cleaning and stuff. It's like, I know during the class, I've gone out there because I've forgotten something and I had to go. They're doing nothing. They're literally sitting on their phones waiting for this class to end. You can do a load of laundry. I get water's expensive.
Throw them in.
You know what I mean? But throw them in, get an extra. You don't even need to use the fancy fabric softener. We're literally using it to wipe off our disgusting. I bring a second shirt every time because I sweat so freaking much during these spin classes. I wish I had 18 towels.
The whole place should be a towel. The floor should be lined
should
in towel.
It should just be one big towel.
One big towel. You should just be inside a towel. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Caitlin Palufo. @CaitlinPalufo. Go follow. Luxury Lounge. Getting people out of shape when getting in shape. Okay, getting people out of shape when getting in shape. JTrain, relatively new to the podcast and loving it. All the feathers. Hope that you come to the Pacific Northwest soon. I hope so too. I'm having issues when trying to get in shape, lose weight, and generally be healthier. I have been very blessed in the genetic lottery. I'm 6'3 and weigh about 210 pounds. Could always be better, though. I have a Peloton and recently joined Weight Watchers so I can get below 200. I have been in shape before and miss the extra energy and general body positivity. My problem is that no one I know is supportive at all. My friends and family either say I have nothing to complain about or think that I'm being a buzzkill / wet blanket for suggesting that we have a salad. Some of my family is overweight and have struggled with their weight their entire life. So I am sympathetic to their struggles, but sometimes I just want to say this song ain't about you. It is much easier to get in shape when you are surrounded by support, and my friends have made it clear that they don't want to even hear about it. Why is trying to better myself always interpreted as me putting down others? Thanks. P.S. One of the benefits of being tall is that I have big hands. So when I make the box with my thumb and finger, I get a lot more room than my friends that listen to the show. That's fair. I like that. So what do we think about this person's predicament?
I feel for him. Because getting in shape is different for every person. It looks different. It requires different things. And so, yeah, and it's something that you think about constantly. And so if you're thinking about it constantly, you want to air that out with people you enjoy. And if they're not sending you back that love, that stinks. That's awful.
Anyone can have body issues. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. This person, part of their body issues is they said they have family that's overweight and struggled with their own bodies their entire lives. So this is part of their life because it's a family affair. This is all contracted from your family. So of course they have the same, you know, insecurities as the people they're related to because they've been talking about this their whole lives. So, but the problem is this person doesn't even get the fun of, you know, commiserating because the family is being like, you don't have this problem, but you do have this problem because you've lived amongst these people your whole lives. The other thing is,
yeah,
I go on stage and talk about my body all the time, and there's nothing worse than when you make a joke about your body and then someone goes, aww. It's the worst reaction in the world because part of them, because they are making about them, they are saying, well, you know, this makes me sad because I deal with this and I know that you're as sad as I am. It's like, no, I'm not as sad as you. I'm making an effort. I'm trying to do something new. It is annoying. And it's nothing worse than when you order food. And this person didn't say this, but this is kind of like a cousin to this complaint, is if you're out for dinner with people and you go, yeah, I'll just get a salad with grilled chicken. And everyone goes, what, being healthy, what's the diet?
Mm-hmm.
What's the diet? And you're like, no, this is just what I wanted to eat. And they're like, well, what are you on a thing? Is this keto? And it's like, they start naming all these diets. And you're like, no, it's me trying to just be normal. Can't we all be normal? Like, can't I order my food, you order your food, and it not be a discussion of where the darkest recesses of my brain?
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I know where it comes from. It comes from, because I do the same thing when I'm eating with a bunch of people, you know, my friends, one person will order, you know, the salad with the chicken. And then I'll immediately be like, oh, I should have done that. I fucking, why did I order biscuits and gravy? So I know it's a me thing. Mm-hmm. And, but I've learned, to keep that to myself, you know,
I mean,
it doesn't sound like his friends have done that. You know,
I mean, I did read this email, and when they said they were 6'3" and 210 pounds, I was immediately envious. I was immediately angry at them that this was about weight loss. I was immediately, you know, the idea that they're not like just sitting in a bed of feathers covered in 17 women that are all just stroking their body is annoying to me. But I do, I try to pull back on that. I try to understand that everyone has their own relationship with food and weight. And they did have a generally, but I think here's what I would do if I were them. You got to stop talking about it with friends and family. I think you got to like, I don't think these people are ever really going to understand your plight, which is the problem, but that's really what they're complaining about. They want a community. It's easier when there's a community. I get that. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Caitlin Palufo. Okay. Can we go a little blue? Is that okay, Caitlin?
Oh, you, I live in blue. That's what I
love
want.
It.
Towels and blue. That's all I want.
Luxury lounge. I get too wet during sex.
I love it already. Let's go, baby.
The slip and slide has entered the group chat. Papa JT. Papa JT, can't wait to see you in Denver. I've been waiting years to get to watch you live. See you in a few weeks. Well, I have to say, I cannot wait to do the shows in Denver. And they're already selling out, which is very cool. My luxury complaint is that I get too wet during sex. My first long-term boyfriend never mentioned anything about it, so I didn't know I was quote-unquote different. Since him, multiple guys have mentioned it. One guy even made us stop and turn the lights on in the middle of sex. He was convinced something was wrong. She sprung a leak. Oh my God, my dick is too big for her. We're taking on water. Oh God. Get the women and kids out of here.
She put this in quotes. He was convinced, quote unquote, something was wrong and I started my period or something because it just felt too, she wrote in quotes, it felt too sloppy. This hadn't happened to us before, so not sure why he was so freaked out. My most recent hookup has mentioned about how I need almost zero foreplay.
Need? Oh, Jesus Christ. These sound like fucking douchebags that she's dating.
What a misinterpretation of what foreplay is. Like, she's
yes,
like
100%. Like,
he's like, he's checking under you like a car. He's like, ah, we're nice and wet, so I guess I don't have to touch that. Straight to the fucking, you know, like, it's insane.
Oh my God.
She writes, my most recent hookup has mentioned about how I need almost zero foreplay and I'm always ready to go. He even asks why I get so wet. I never know what to say. Like, sorry. I try to play into their ego and just say I really like having sex with them and they make me really turned on. I'm not a squirter. I just have a very responsive vaginal gland. I really don't think it's much. Well, she wrote that with a question mark. I misread it. I just have a very responsive vaginal gland. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I really don't think it's that much fluid. And it's not like there's a puddle under us during sex. Any advice on what to say or should I just continue to ignore it? I feel like this is the better alternative than being so dry the sex hurts. Thanks for all your wisdom. Mm-hmm. Please bring Shelby back for a check-in. We miss him. What do we think, Caitlin?
I think those men are fucking assholes. Obviously, that guy doesn't know what foreplay is. Foreplay is for your enjoyment, not for the need to just shove it in. Okay,
not to get
wet for them.
Not to fill up the well so you can get some water out of it. Like they're talking about. It like it's just insane.
It's insane. And it's also, it's much better. The alternative is a lot more difficult and more expensive because then you have to buy lube and then it hurts. So you know what? You're the envy of every woman listening to this damn podcast. Okay. Yes. And if the man can't handle it, that he's a piece of shit. He doesn't know his own. He needs to take sex ed again. Okay. Well, because this is a positive.
That's the thing. It's the lack of coming into the experience hat in hand. It's one thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess they would say I'm asking. Is something wrong? It's just not.
Nothing's
lacked
wrong.
So much bedside manner in this thing. It's one thing to go, oh my God, you're so wet. This is hot. Like and make it into a positive. Just like if you wanted to acknowledge it, and then you say, "Oh no, I tend to get a little more wet," and then you go, "Oh," and then they say, "Oh, this is great," you know. Like, but they're putting such a weird judgment on just a body being a human body. I will be honest. I've been told. Go ahead.
I have been told that I have been a little wet. Than usual, but the guy told me, he was like, yeah, you were really, really wet, which just made me think that you were enjoying it a lot, so I was happy to oblige. And I was like, yeah, that's what it should be.
Well, that's the one where you let them have the win, even if it's not the case, even if you're just, you know, like I when she says I play to their ego, like that's like the best case scenario of stupidity, where they're like you know, like they're just dumb enough to go, whoa, I figured you were so excited. It got me excited. Now we're all happy. Like,
yeah.
For them to be like checking you, being like, you're all wet. I guess I can just shove it in now. I don't have to do anything else. I don't have to hug you. Like that's, I don't know what you do in that scenario, because to me, I'd be like, I would be like you're saying, I'm like, fuck these dudes, get rid of them. But like, I can understand where you're already in bed with them. You go, oh fuck, I'm fucking a guy.
Yeah.
Who doesn't even know how to handle this? Like I'd be let down by that. I can understand that.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm hooking up again.
No, yeah, that would be like a one and done. Because if you're body shaming me over this, what happens when I'm on the birthing table and I shit myself because I'm giving birth to your fucking child? You know what I mean? Which is a natural thing.
Whoa, you shit a lot. Just
I realize now that was a bizarre.
Well, it's not bizarre, but It is funny to think that if he's as stupid as say that with this, whoa, like, and then you shit yourself during pregnancy, you go, and he's just like, oh, I didn't know you shit a lot. Like, is that something you do? It's like, what the fuck are you talking about, Dan?
Yeah, I commiserate. You're a wet queen.
Yeah.
Hashtag wet queen. That's what you are.
That's it. Hashtag wet queen. Hashtag soak them up Sundays.
It's a beautiful thing.
the drenched damsel. The J Train podcast is brought to you by Quip. Good health starts with good habits. Quip makes it easy by delivering all the oral care essentials you need to care for your mouth. I gotta say, getting to the dentist is anxiety producing. You know, am I flossing enough? Am I doing it right? I'm 37 years old. They're going to teach me how to brush again. It's embarrassing. And you know what Quip does? It makes products that make all of that stuff easier for you and makes you question yourself less. Get that just left the dentist feeling from the comfort of your own bathroom with the Quip electric toothbrush. This modern marvel has a built-in timer. That's the biggest part, the built-in timer. Because you think you're brushing long enough and then you get to this timer because it pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides. So it gets all the quarters. So you'll do the right top and it'll be, and then you'll get a buzz. You'll do the left top, buzz. Bottom left, buzz. Bottom right, buzz. And by the end, you're like, wow. I got to start doing some more curls because I am tired. I didn't realize how short a time I was brushing my teeth for. The lightweight and sleek design has no wires or bulky charger to weigh you down. And you even get a multi-use travel cover that doubles as a mirror mount for less clutter. Whoa. Beyond the brush, Quip has everything you need. This is what I love about Quip. They basically, you know, they improve the toothbrush. And they're like, how do I improve everything else in the bathroom? So they have refillable gum that's sugar-free, has long-lasting mint flavor. It's like a Pez dispenser. And refusable floss pick that replaces over 180 disposable picks. It's so great and great for travel. I love the floss. And it's perfect for flossing on the go, too. You can put it in your pocket. If you go to getquip.com/jtrain right now, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/jtrain. That's spelled getquip.com/jtrain. Quip, the good habits company. Okay, let's do this one. Luxury lounge. Wedding dress woes. I told you I love a wedding email.
Mm-hmm.
Jared and guests, thank you for all you do on the pods. I truly wouldn't survive my week without them. Writing to you while on the phone with my mom, who has now said we do not complain about these types of problems, and I knew immediately that I complained to the wrong audience. Oh, well, you're welcome to the lounge. It's like she came in the lounge after a hard day. She's got the tie loosened. She's like, I was in the front of the wrong group. I'm getting married this fall, and when shopping for my dress last fall, I was told to order it then to get it on time. After hearing a lifetime of dress horror stories, they take my measurements and I order it. The dress arrives and the measurements are all over the place. It's too long by almost a foot and I am a tall woman. The armholes are larger than my waist and the waist is too small. I now have spent $3,000 on a dress that fits nowhere. The waist is close enough and I am determined to lose that weight and then alter the rest. 3 months later, I have now lost the weight. Some would say yay, usually I would. However, I now go in for the alterations to the lady that the dress shop says to go to, who work out of her house with her dogs in the house. I'm allergic to dogs. She takes my measurements and hands me the bill to fix the arms and the length, $800. She doesn't want to do the waist yet since she's worried I will lose more weight, but she says it will be another $800. I leave now with hives, a scratchy throat, and a runny nose from the dogs. Now, knowing not only do I have a $1,600 bill on the way, I will then have to go spend another $200 on dry cleaning the dress so I don't have to deal with the allergies on my wedding night. Oh, this is a disaster. Why is everything related to a wedding so expensive? Why is this woman who works on people's gowns for their special day working out of their house with their dogs when this is such a common allergy? Why didn't they just order my size to size dress to begin with? Yours truly, say no to the dress, Caitlin Palufo. What do you think?
I am so sorry this is happening to
this
you.
This is horrible.
Okay,
that I'm mad at her awful. Mom for saying we don't complain. Here's the problem with weddings. I'm sorry to interrupt, but like I'm
please.
The problem is this whole chill bride phenomena, where it's like the Karen thing. you know, Karen becomes a thing. Now we just have to deal with shitty service and never complain. There is a reasonable amount of complaining. So for this mm-hmm. thing, because chill bride, and we don't want to be that girl, and I don't want to be that bridezilla, now you have a mom who's going, we do not complain about dresses not fitting. Yes, we do. Mm. You've spent yes. $3,000. They forced mm-hmm. you to go to an alteration person that has fucking Cujo running around sneezing on you. It's crazy.
Yes. It's awful. I once got headshots done. I'm allergic to cats. The studio had a cat in it. Halfway through the headshot session, I broke out into hives and a rash on my neck. We had to cut the session short. Hey. It was awful, and I paid a lot of money for it.
Yeah, this
it's
is
so
awful.
Shitty. It's what not would you fair.
Do in their, what would you do in their scenario?
I would bring up the dogs to the lady and be like, hey, is there any way you can knock off the price a little? I'm going to have to get this dry cleaned because after the reaction I had just being in your house, I'm afraid the dog is going to be all over this dress and it's going to ruin my day. Is there any way you can come down on the price a little bit to account for it? I would ask.
I agree with you. I'm also talking to other mm-hmm. women who have had alterations to their dress and finding a new person to go to. I mean, this is mm-hmm. insane that this dress, it's not a Range Rover. You don't have to go to the fucking Range Rover dealership to get it fixed. You don't need special parts. Ask around, get a different person to do your alterations. I would also call this person as well. Go right to them. Hey, I walked out in hives and be calm. I walked out in hives. Mm-hmm. I have to get my dress dry cleaned and you're charging me $1,600 again because you won't do a job that I'm okay with you doing today. Like we have mm-hmm. to work something out that's different. And if they say no to that, you go, then I'll be going somewhere else. Here's mm-hmm. the thing. The wedding industrial, you know, machine has you by the balls because they know they're too worried to go anywhere else. So they won't. I'm telling you mm-hmm. right now, it can't get any worse than this. Mm-hmm. You know, you're already, you know, $1,600 that you, how much she would have loved, you know, to go from a $3,000 dress to a $4,600 dress and not had to have dealt with this. You
yes.
know, you go to the next level of, you know, all this money that was to do alterations. If she had gone to the next level of dress, it wouldn't have been this many alterations. It would have just been a better dress. Mm-hmm. So you're investing yes. money in this. I think you got to ask around and you need to get your mom on your fucking side. Have your mom listen to this podcast yes. because your mom needs to let you complain about this because this is an issue. Because mm-hmm. now what your mom is doing is pushing the cry. She's opting for the cry later and not now because she's saying mm-hmm. you're going to be uncomfortable on your wedding day and your mom's going to have to deal with it. So does she want to deal mm-hmm. with it less now or more later on the day of the wedding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, the wedding is about her and not her mother. So fucking sack up, mom, and listen to your baby girl on her big day.
Boom. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending in your Luxury Lounge complaints. Title of Luxury Lounge. Give us a title. Let us know what you're doing. Here with Caitlin Palufo @CaitlinPalufo. Go follow. Good Time Gal. That's the podcast. Go get subscribed. Okay, let's do this one. Luxury Lounge random invite to catch up. I moved out of NYC. That gave me a shiver down my spine.
I saw
it. Random invite.
You leaned in and were like,
up.
What the fuck?
Hey, let's catch up.
You just malfunctioned.
No. No, let's not catch up. How about now? We're on the phone. We're texting. This is the catch up. I moved out of New York City and haven't seen one of my best friends in over a year. We made a plan to catch up over beers when I was back in town. That night when I asked if he was on his way to the meeting spot, he said he was already there with a work friend. Oy, you got a separate friend involved?
No,
instead of catching up with my buddy, I had to make small talk with this third wheel work friend I've never met. Hey, you're on a date.
I hate it.
I couldn't say anything to my friend because he was just being inclusive. But to me, it was a waste of a good hang that we don't have very mm-hmm. often. I hate this so much.
I hate it. I fucking, that your other friend is a piece of shit. Kill him. I'm sorry.
I mean, I had this scenario happen. I have a friend that and I had to, we got in an argument about it. He's one of those people that, like, every time he does a hangout, he brings every part of his life together. So he makes it mm-hmm. convenient for him. He gets to bang out all his catch-ups, but then we have to mm-hmm. be a part of this networking meeting we didn't sign up for.
Yes.
So I remember it was a Sunday. He's like, "You want to get beers?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I'm like, it took me forever to get to this bar that he wanted to go to. And when I finally get there, I'm like sweating. I'm annoyed. It's Sunday. I'm hungover. And I walk in and he goes, "Jared, thank you. Oh my God, great to see you." I'm like, "Hey man, so good." I'm like, "Let's get a drink." And then he goes, "This is blankety blank. And this, you remember blankety blank from this. And you remember blankety blank from that." Yeah. And he like pointed to three different groups. It was a This Is Your Life mm-hmm. episode. And I looked at him, I literally, in the middle of this bar, I did the two-hand wave. I go, "Hi, everybody. Good to see you all. I'm not doing the intros. If we meet, we meet." I was so annoyed. I look like a crazy person. And then I walked to the end of the bar, and I got a drink on my own. And he came out to me. He goes, "What the fuck was that?" I go, "I don't want to be at your family reunion every time we fucking hang out. This is mm-hmm. that's exhausting for me. I don't want to have to do the eyes wide open, you know, energetic conversation that you have to have with new people."
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
100%.
It's being respectful. Respect takes a certain amount of energy. And respect with a friend is different than respect with a new person. And this is the problem. Like, listen, it happens after shows all the time. Someone's like, "Can I buy you a shot?" I totally understand why they want to buy you a shot. I think it's so nice. But they're also buying your time. And it's like, mm-hmm. when I've taken that shot and they've gone, "So how'd you get into comedy?" It's like, "I just did the fucking show." It's like, "I don't want to do the, my voice hurts. I want to sit here mm-hmm. on my phone, glancing at people, glancing at the TV, and then like having conversations where we're past the first date." Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Does that sound bad? I don't think I sound bad.
No. It's exhausting. We meet people every fucking day and we have to be nice. Otherwise, it's all tweeted out into the universe that we're a piece of shit. And it's just, it's awful. It's so hard. And so when you're like, literally, you work all day, you mm-hmm. come to see your friend, you're like, "This is going to be great. I'm so excited to vent with my friend and talk with my friend." And then you have to meet and entertain some fucking clown that you don't even know. What if he's a Nazi? You don't know. Okay.
You don't know.
And then you have to be nice to this person.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing. They work together. They work together. So they're mm-hmm. going to have, there's nothing worse than being the third wheel when two people work together, because the two people are like, "Yeah, you see the CPRGs and the GREs and the FTS and the go fuck myself report." And you have to sit there and go, "Oh yeah, yeah." Especially if they work in like finance and they're like, "Do you see the stock market today?" It's like, "No, I didn't. I'm a clown who talks about farts and women who get too wet. Okay, that's what I talk about. I don't want to talk about your fucking stock market." JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one more. You ready, Caitlin?
Okay, I'm ready, baby.
I sent this to you. Okay.
Yes.
This one's called Luxury Lounge Motivational Pizza Dough Bags. "Jared and guests love the lounge. I decided to make homemade pizzas for dinner one night this week and immediately thought of the lounge when I read the poem on the back of the pizza dough bag. Picture attached." So I'm going to read the poem. Ready?
Okay. Yes.
It's titled, "Let's Think Outside the Pizza Box."
Oh, boy. I hate it already.
I hate above it. There's vegetables mm-hmm. as if this is like some sort of health decision that was made. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll read it. I'll read it in my mm-hmm. my poetry voice.
Okay. Cue the music.
Cue the music. "Let's enjoy making something delicious together. Let's break the rules and..." I'm trying to see. I can't see it. Okay. Okay, hold on. The lettering of this is annoying already because it goes from big to small. Okay. It's called Let's Think Outside the Pizza Box. Let's enjoy making something delicious together. Let's break the rules and dream big. Let's play with our food and have a little fun. It's time to make something delightful that we'll all remember and enjoy. Time for new combinations and amazing tastes. Time to let our imaginations run loose and see where it leads. It's all good and always tastes even better when we all do it together. Enjoy.
I hate it.
I hate when someone makes unexciting things exciting. Like, this is a lie. This is a lie. Mm-hmm. The idea that you're sitting there being like, it tastes even better when we do it together. When we make a homemade pizza at home alone, that makes things better. Like, all they're doing is holding up the mirror to a life you don't have, an excitement you don't have. This is like toxic positivity.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, yeah. They're stop trying to be like wellness. It's like a wellness pizza. Fuck that. No.
Pizza's for sadness and dark, dimly lit rooms.
Yes,
yeah, this is all shame. The idea that I'm like getting my food groups in thanks to this pizza dough. Fuck off. My complaint is that this bag really annoyed me. I didn't ask for this motivational poem while making myself an unhealthy homemade pizza with mountains of cheese and pepperoni. Yeah, the insinuation is like, oh, you're going to use a lot of veggies. No, I'm going to put a fucking steak on here and I'm going to wrap it in pizza dough. Pizza from Domino's is always better than homemade pizza. Don't try and tell me otherwise. The whole packaging was just an eye roll to me. Caitlin, what do you think?
100%. I mean, it's this pretentious fucking pizza crust.
Yeah.
It's also just the crust. So you still have to buy that crust and then buy all the other shit you want to put on it. It's not like a at-home kit. So it's just like, you're too expensive. You're making me feel bad for making the wrong decisions anyway, you know? Well, so I'm just going to save my money and get fucking Domino's.
The pizza is judging you. You're right. The pizza, the dough is judging you. It's like you showed up to the party and it's a judgy, like, person in the suburbs going, oh, you didn't bring onions, peppers, and mushrooms and broccoli to put on the pizza? Oh, you brought hot Italian sausage. That doesn't sound like it's good for your cholesterol. And it's like, fuck off, pizza dough. I showed up to the party. I wrote down before we started what this thing should say. Okay. Help me make you less sad and hungry, but you still will be alone, but at least you've got a king-size bed and a TV with a whole library of on-demand programming. Does that sound good?
That sounds spot on.
Oh, yeah. Or you're sad and alone and hungry. This will help with two of those things. Good luck. It's going to make you less sad and less hungry.
Yes.
You're still going to be alone.
Very
Enjoy
much
your
alone.
Pizza for one. Yeah. There's so many fun options for this pizza dough, and they went with the least fun. It's like when someone like comments on a joke, like when I post stuff on Instagram or on TikTok, and then they comment like the saddest thing possible. And you're like, yeah, this was all a joke. Like I posted something, it was a joke I did a couple years ago where I was like, this Uber driver kept asking about the gym. And I was like, where are you going? What are you working out? What's your body part? And like, I end by going, I'm a fat fuck. Shut the fuck up. And then someone commented, they're like, you're not fat. And it's like,
oh,
yeah,
God.
That's the fucking joke. Okay. Just leave it at that. It's like, no, we're all beautiful. We all make pizzas and we all get to use our imagination. No, imagination time's over. We're not in kindergarten. It's real life. I'm eating this pizza to get me to tomorrow.
Yeah. This is the my favorite thing I've heard in at least a week. I got to tell you.
I might bring this on stage tonight. I need to talk about this. This pizza is really
so
fucking
funny.
Annoying. Let's enjoy making something delicious together. Together, I'm alone. With who?
I'm in Kansas fucking city trying to make a pizza alone in a hotel room with a microwave.
Yeah, I'm making it on the floor of the microwave. I don't even have a plate to put this on. Caitlin Palufo, thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you. This was so much fun. This I'm is so a highlight. Happy. Thank you so much, Jared Fried.
I knew you'd be a fantastic member to the lounge. Everyone go follow Caitlin at Caitlin Palufo. So fucking funny. So hilarious. Good Time Gal. That's her podcast. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Thursday in the lounge. Keep sending your emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.